Exit 48 to the 91 flyover. In Cheshire, a fatal crash. Route 10 is closed in both directions between Main Street and 691. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
A much warmer day today, getting up near 80 degrees for the high. Right now, though, it is 47 degrees in Windsor.
The Talk of Connecticut Morning Show with Gary Byron, AM 1360, 610, 1470, and FM 103.3. The Talk of Connecticut.
It's 8:32, 28 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Our next guest was the host of the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News Network from 1996 until 2017. Oh, also the highest rated news show for 16 years. He's also authored or co-authored about 29 books, 9 of which are part of the Killing series. We also currently air the O'Reilly Update here on the Talk of Connecticut Radio Network each weekday at around 12:35. His latest work is called Killing Crazy Horse, co-authored, of course, as always, with Martin Dugard. We welcome to the show Bill O'Reilly. Bill, good morning.
Hey, Gary. Thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for being with us. Big fan of your books. I've read several of them. Your new one just came to me. I can't wait to sink my teeth in it. So I guess what I'd like to ask first is, what is it about the Battle of Tippecanoe and President James Madison's order really to more or less destruct the Shawnee warrior, Chief Tecumseh's alliance of tribes around the Great Lakes region?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a former high school history teacher, and I didn't know any of this. So we take you from 1813 to about 1890, 77 years, Native American. And Americans have no blanket idea what happened and who Cochise or Geronimo or Sitting Bull or Crazy Horse or Tecumseh or any of these people were and what happened. And now in this country, as you well know, Gary, history is being used for political reasons.
Of course.
We want to tear down statues. We want to diminish the founding fathers. We want to do all that. So now more than ever, it's important for Americans, fair-minded people, to know fact-based history about the USA. And that's what Killing Crazy Horse gives you in an exciting format. First 2 weeks out, book sold 200,000 copies. And Donald Trump's not even in it. I tried to get him in it, but it was 150 years too back in the past. So there is a hunger to know what happened in America.
You know, and that kind of leads into my next question. I've read Killing Lincoln. I've read Killing Kennedy. I've read Killing Jesus. I've read Killing the SS as well. And you kind of hit the nail on the head when you say a lot of this isn't even being taught in our U.S. history classes in high schools across the country. Is that really the impetus as far as why you've chosen to dig deeper into some of these stories that more or less people should have great knowledge on?
Yeah, young Americans, I mean, they don't know what's going on. Let me localize it for you. Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods are very powerful economic entities in eastern Connecticut. In fact, Dennis Miller and I, we did a show at Mohegan Sun. We broke the record.
Yeah, I know you did.
For highest ticket sales. We beat the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing. Now, the Mohegan Indians and Connecticut are fused in history. And I would submit to you, Gary, that I don't think there are any high schools in Connecticut that are teaching what happened to Native Americans and all of these conflicts. And the reason they're not is because they're afraid. Because if they say something politically incorrect, they'll be canceled, they'll be in trouble, the school boards will get involved. So the teachers are going, do I really want to get into this? Same thing with slavery. And so the kids, they grow up and they don't know what happened in their own country. And therefore, they're susceptible to this propaganda that's all over the place.
So how do we right this ship? Because I would imagine at some point in time, parents are just going to get sick and tired of this and start pulling their children out of public schools and start looking at more private schools or homeschooling.
Well, my kids go to private school. And for that very reason, I don't want my children to have a politically correct education. And even in college, I mean, I'm very selective of what colleges I'm going to pay for.
But colleges have always been liberal, Bill. Colleges have always been liberal.
I mean, look, I don't want my children in an environment where they're going to be oppressed for free speech. It's as simple as that. And there are a lot of colleges that do that. But getting back to parents, unfortunately in America, there are a lot of parents who are distracted, who don't pay attention, who are not interested in history. But I write these books, all the killing books. This is the ninth killing book, as you mentioned. The most successful nonfiction book series in history.
Wow.
Pardon the pun. I'm the biggest nonfiction series seller of books ever. And you wouldn't know that because the press doesn't report it. But the reason for it is the books are fun to read. You can give it to an urchin at 15 or 16 years old, and they'll read it because it's exciting.
It is.
And so that's why Killing Crazy Horse is, a runaway bestseller right now.
You know, as I've mentioned, I've read most of the nine Killing books. Let me ask you this. Through your research and the research that your co-author, Martin Dugard, undertake in these, have you ever researched something where it amazed you? Are you ever just struck in awe as you're putting this down and go, wow, I knew I was tackling this topic, but I had no idea it was this dire, this severe, or this serious? Is there any nugget in any of your books where you, when you were researching, where you just scratched your head and said, wow, this has really got to be told?
Yes, and Dugard's the best researcher in the world. So here's a very interesting story very quickly. So everybody thinks they know what happened in Custer's last stand, the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Uh-huh.
So Custer and his troops get wiped out. All right, 300 dead by the Sioux. But we really don't know what happened because there was no reportage from the Army's point of view because they're all dead. Nobody survived. The only record we have of that battle comes from Native American oral history, the Sioux Nation, passed it down from generation to generation, verbally told the stories because this was a tremendous victory by Crazy Horse. Subsequently, got written down. All right, when the Indians assimilated and they started to read and write English, they wrote it down. So Dugard got all of that, and we give you the Battle of the Little Bighorn from the Native American point of view, from Crazy Horse's point of view. That's never been told.
Right,
and we'll put you right in the battlefield. You're standing there next to Custer. And it's amazing what happened there. And we do it like step by step by step. So if you start the battle, you're in the battle, and then the battle's over. And here's something that nobody knows. Crazy Horse gave orders to his warriors not to touch Custer's body.
Oh.
Every other body was mutilated of the white men, not Custer. He laid there. He was dead. All right, but he laid there undisturbed because Crazy Horse respected him. Now, there's a nugget for you, Gary. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea. Incredible.
And so those are the things that we can bring to make history come alive. Because it is a fabulous, fascinating topic. And I'm so pleased that people respond to the killing books.
Well, like you said, they're easy reads. They're fun reads. We're not talking about 800-page, books that's going to take you, a month or two to read. They are fun, and it's very difficult to put down. I think that, and that's just an attribute to you. What attracts you? A better way of asking is your any initial attraction that you have to a subject that leads to being a potential killing book. What do you look for?
It's stuff that I want to know.
Okay.
So we have a 10th book that'll probably be out in late spring. It's already written. and I pick my subject matter on what I want to know. So I'm a Catholic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know about Jesus the man.
Yeah.
Not the God. I didn't write about theology. I didn't write about miracles. Just the guy. What happened to him? How did this unfold? Now, that was our hardest book to research, Killing Jesus.
Of course, I would imagine it would be.
There were only two sources, the Hebrew, the Jewish source, and the Roman source. All right? And we actually had to go there, to Israel and to Italy, to Rome, to find this stuff so that we could give you an accurate portrayal of the most famous man who's ever lived, famous person who's ever lived. And in Crazy Horse, we did the same thing. We went to all of the tribal lands, and we got all the primary source material, which makes our books different because they're authentic and they're true. We don't spin it. I'm not in this business for political correctness or ideology. I don't do that. I give you the facts.
Right. Well, you also gave us a little teaser as far as your 10th Killing book coming out in the spring. Can you give us a little teaser to something maybe in the future that you'd like to explore?
You know, I'm looking around. I mean, we have stuff on the drawing board. I don't know if I want to work this hard. I mean, I got radio now. I got TV. I got books. And I was supposed to be retired, and I'm looking at myself going, oh, my God. But, look, the folks like what I do on BillO'Reilly.com. They like our daily radio broadcasts on WDRC, and we're very pleased to be in Hartford because, as you know, I used to work there.
I know you did, yeah.
I'm very pleased to be in Connecticut. So, I mean, as long as people respond well, I'm gonna do it. The next Killing book, I can't tell you what it is because then people steal the idea.
Sure.
Oh, my God. You know how that is.
Of course.
But it will be the most controversial.
Oh.
Killing book we've ever read.
We are speaking with Bill O'Reilly. Our nation is politically divided. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. Perhaps more now than any point in modern history. Not that long ago, we had Bernie Goldberg on the show, and I know he used to be a frequent contributor to your show, The O'Reilly Factor, back when on Fox. Well, he told me during the interview that it's primarily due to social media and President Trump's out-of-the-ordinary leadership. Why do you think we are where we are with this divide politically here in the United States?
Well, Goldberg is right that President Trump lighted the fuse of the division in the country. There's no doubt about that. Barack Obama was not a uniter, but it wasn't really his fault. I mean, he came in, he wanted to reform everything, he wanted to redistribute income. Those are all things that are very controversial by their nature.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't a confrontational man. I interviewed President Obama 3 times. I've interviewed Donald Trump more than any person on earth, although Hannity may be overtaking me there. But, you know, I've known him 30 years. I wrote The United States of Trump, a history
right.
book on him.
Yep, got that book, too.
Donald Trump is a divisive guy. He is a man who believes that the other side, the left, wants to crucify him and really harm the country. And the left believes that Trump is the devil. So you don't have any, there's no detente here.
Yeah.
And in November, less than 6 weeks from now, this country is going to define what direction we're going to go in.
Yeah.
Because the far left has gained a lot of power in this country.
It certainly has, sadly. The O'Reilly Factor was routinely the highest-rated cable news show on cable television. What was it about your show that not only kept it number one, but you more or less began the trend toward opinion-oriented primetime programming?
Yeah, Ted Koppel told me that I ruined television news.
Oh.
And I took that as a compliment. My program to this day on BillO'Reilly.com is a no BS presentation.
Yeah.
And that really had never been done on television before. I had a unique system with Fox. There was no intrusion by the corporation. They left me alone to do what I wanted to do as long as I was responsible, and I was. And so we every night came on, and we do this on BillO'Reilly.com, as I mentioned. And we said, look, here's how we see it. And here are the backup with the facts. And then here's the guest that doesn't see it our way. Let's go at it. So that formula, as simple as it was, changed everything in television. Now, unfortunately, Gary, what we have is corporate-run media. 90% of the national news flow comes from major corporations, AT&T, Disney, Comcast, Fox, and they intrude. They tell people, this is what you're going to say, this is what you're going to do. And if the people want to earn millions of dollars on television, they do it. So that wasn't the case when I was on, but it is now. And that is why you're seeing, we hate Trump, we love Trump, it's all Trump all the time.
Would you say that?
I think that after Trump leaves the stage, that whole thing's going to collapse.
Would you say that that's how journalism has changed in the way that it's covering politics over the last 50 years? It's become more corporate owned?
Yes. That's the essential problem on television. And the newspapers are all going out of business. So the two dominant newspapers in the country are the New York Times and the Washington Post. Well, their ownership, the ownership of those papers, have chosen to be liberal journals. They're not newspapers anymore. They don't cover the news. They basically give you their opinion on every page, and liberalism is good, and conservatism is bad. That's what they do every single day. And again, if their reporters and their columnists don't toe the line, then they don't work there. So you walk into the New York Times newsroom, and if you have a MAGA hat, Make America Great Again, believe me, you're not going to prosper in that newsroom.
You know, we're speaking with, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I only got about a minute and a half left with you. And I just, you know, we're speaking with Bill O'Reilly. Bill, you know, people look at you as being a conservative talk show host, whether on radio or television, but you're a pretty straight shooter. You know, I think you're more out for truth than anything else. Let me ask you, do you miss having a primetime show, and do you have any plans to return to TV?
I'm the CEO of my own news operation.
You
I
are.
Don't have to answer to anybody. We have 300 radio stations across the country now. We are reaching millions on the no-spin news on a variety of ventures, and I don't have any constraints on me at all. And you're right. I'm not an ideologue. I'm a registered independent.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to me on WDRC. You will see that I'm critical of both sides.
You are.
And I bring the facts. I bring the facts.
Yeah, that's why you have the no spin zone.
Absolutely.
Bill O'Reilly.
We're proud of it.
Listen, I can't thank you enough for spending your time with me this morning. The brand new book is called Killing Crazy Horse. Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard, thanks again so much for being with us this morning. We look forward to having you back, and good luck with the book.
Anytime, Gary, just give me a call, and hello to all my friends in Connecticut.
Well, we'd love to have you back. Thanks again.
Okay.
All right. Bill O'Reilly, folks, your phone calls are coming next. Stay with us.